The Beer with Friends podcast is pre-recorded in the D2R studios. It is intended for an audience of 21 and older. Please drink responsibly and stay hydrated.
So when you turn it backwards, and they used to say that, you know, unplugged it already. Christians would say that you could hear it double worshiping if you played it backwards.
Play it back.
Hence the...
Oh, turntable.
And the goat, and all the devil action going on.
That's back masking.
Nice.
Yeah.
Soul eater.
Damn.
Well, you know, Judas Priest.
Is that what it says backwards?
Mm-hmm.
Soul eater.
Yes, but the beginning of the song, you know, is it's like an Aerosmith fucking song or some shit like that. You know.
Wow.
Interesting.
Been there, Judas Priest girl for a long time. So man, this crap.
I don't know if I've ever had this non nitro. All
right.
Oh, left hand milk stout. It's always on nitro.
No.
Lady never
usually.
Oh,
no.
You know that.
Yeah.
It right. hasn't been on nitro since.
It's usually on nitro.
Just a little.
Yeah, but it was never. I mean,
is it
this
ready?
Beer was out for 10 years.
It's just.
Yeah, but I never had it until it was on nitro.
Fine. Oh, okay. Not on nitro.
More on dark beers.
It's better. Yeah, it is much, but I don't like nitro at all.
I like nitro, but it's.
No, in general, I have yet. The smoothness of it, it takes away the bite.
Yeah.
I like bite.
It's creamy. It's always creamier.
I don't like that.
This is a multiple gold medal award winner.
Mm.
Dark, dark night.
This beer here? Standard one's
yes.
lower.
Really? This is a milk stout standard.
This is, if there was going to be a milk stout that, or, yeah, milk stout.
Yeah.
That you were
going to
try for the first time, you never had a milk stout before.
This is it.
This is the one you start with.
Yeah, this is what you hold all milk stouts to.
I've had this before.
They're either better or they're worse.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
The fuck did I have this? You could have had it in numerous
it's
places.
Solid. I mean, it's,
how do I find out when I had it?
Click on when you checked it in, and it'll tell you the date and the place if you put in the place.
Old Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, my Christ. When did I have this?
It smells like...
June of 4.5!
It's because...
Holy
That gave it a really good rating.
Yeah.
Yes.
When did I do this? I need to figure
the
it out.
The candy.
How
smell
much
like,
have you had?
Smell the candy.
Oh, we had a good last episode.
How
do I figure out my check-in? Where do I figure out... Oh, you
did it. Yeah, yeah, you just click... Yeah.
I think you're the only one... Hasn't had this beer.
Okay.
We don't have your
okay.
2013.
I've been slacking on that.
You can hand it to Chuck. Chuck will take care of
you. If you put in the word milk on Untappd,
yeah,
it is one of the top three beers.
Of course it is.
That's how popular it is.
Yeah. This beer is classic. It really is an utter classic.
Utter classic?
Yep.
Yeah. And it's
no pun intended.
And it's a fantastic.
I can't do that when I'm sober.
Who is this donated by, Ryan?
This was a Waka Waka.
This is a Waka Waka beer.
Yeah. He donated a handful of left-hand stuff, so we'll be getting to some of those.
Hey,
others.
Congratulations.
Ooh.
It, as of recording, it's International Stout Day, and I couldn't pick a better stout to check in on.
I hope I get that same badge.
No,
I think we all will.
Yeah,
if it's the first stout of the day, you get a stout
badge. Yeah, it's a very worthy beer of a badge.
Absolutely.
For a day badge.
You know, I think I did this in one of those, flights or whatever. I didn't realize what I was drinking, I don't think.
Yeah, how long ago did you say it was?
June 23rd.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be good.
Of this year, huh?
Yeah. I believe that was midweek. I think we got out of work early.
Turn that bottle around again?
Said, let's rock out on some beer.
Now
before I go home.
And this is a beer that every year at our Rockford Beer Festival.
They infuse on nitro with a local coffee purveyor.
Oh, Firkin.
Yeah, Jada Bug Coffee Company. They do a Firkin, a nitro Firkin of milk stout with...
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
Firkin?
Cussing?
No. Do we need to explain what a Firkin is?
I'm going to kill you.
You got a beer newbie in here.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
Firkin is a cask conditioned beer, meaning that it's not filtered. It's not carbonated.
Right.
It's naturally carbonated, spontaneously carbonated, by the yeast being put in the cask or the vessel. You know, you think of what a keg looks like.
Mm-hmm.
A firkin is like a smaller version of a keg. It's like a large 5-gallon water jug.
It's the way
but instead of it's
it.
A beer.
Oh, okay.
And so they put all the stuff that they want to impart in the flavor into that firkin, and it just kind of creates its own interesting flavors. It ferments on itself and creates some of the tastiest beer in the entire world.
Like real ale.
Real ales. They're made the real way, the old-fashioned way.
The way they would have done it in Egypt.
No forced carbonation.
Right.
Spontaneous carbonation.
It's not
sometimes. It depends on
many how times they can be pretty flat.
No. Many what times. About, many times.
If you like carbonated beer, not going to be your favorite.
No. Fair enough.
Some are very good, don't get me wrong, but there's some that are really freaking flat.
Too hearted on cask. Oh, that's my
so
God.
Good. You're right. What was the one we had at Screw City? The Tom one from. That was really good. Citra hopped.
Yes, my turn. Lakefront.
Yes, Lakefront had.
And they don't make good beer, but when
amazing.
Yeah, when they do my, it's my turn.
How was it, Eric?
Shut it.
Oh, that was the Citra one.
Is that
yeah,
a sensitive
citrus
subject.
Yeah,
a little bit. Eric had multiple reasons why he couldn't be there, but
for the second time,
probably the
actually that was the only time I've ever missed.
No,
for
second
pod, festival I missed.
Podcast hammering Eric that he wasn't the beer father that he was not.
Two in a row. Welcome to the Beer with Friends podcast. I'm your host, the Beer Father, back with another fun-filled adventure of craft beer drinking with my dear friends. We have a special all-stout episode of the podcast for several reasons. As of the night of this recording is International Stout Day. So, for those of you in the beer culture, you know that we recorded in November, and it's getting to be that time of year anyway, just to drink dark beers, enjoy something to the colder weather, and in honor of it being International Stout Day, obviously we have the Beer Ninja.
That's right.
Producer Ryan.
Crushing Ryan. It.
Always crushing it.
Thanks, Ron Chichi.
Special guest.
Hello.
Back on the podcast after several episodes of missing. We have the Beer Nubian in studio. Danny is back, and specifically I brought these stouts out.
She's
just
stout
for her. She is the stout girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Chuck the Beeve is here.
Yes, I am.
And
not crushing it. I think I've said that a couple
times. Every time I say crush it, you say not
crushing it. Yes.
And then of course, Chad Doc Hops is here.
Who?
You.
Oh, me.
Except for my yells.
Yeah, a little bit of yelling.
That was a quiet was
recently.
I've been refining my game.
Yeah.
Practicing in the mirror.
Are you trying to find where your...
He has a game?
Where your center is, whether you should be yelling or whispering? Is that what's going on?
We need one of those... whatever they have, like a condenser or something like that for him, where if you yell or quiet, it all kind of stays the same.
Same level, yeah.
So...
So as a stout day, we that was loud.
Christ, it's the second time you dropped something.
Yes, we're dropping phones here.
Have another one, you fucking lush.
What's
that? What's that from? What's that from?
Good movie.
No, it's not a movie.
Yeah.
Have another one, you fucking lush. What's it from?
I don't know.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Sorry.
Tollbooth Willie.
Oh, Tollbooth Willie, yeah.
Welcome to Wichita. $1.25, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We started...
Fuck you. Fuck you, fucking son of a fuck. Eat shit. Eat my shit.
We started with a stalemate here. We drank the left-hand milk stout.
That was fantastic.
Four.
It was fantastic from Waka Waka.
Four. It's been a while since we heard from him.
Yeah. And it's always, I hate to say this, but it is, like Chuck was saying in the pregame, it is the gold standard for milk stouts to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a 4.5.
That is what I always give it as well.
I will second that.
I have never given that beer anything less than
neither
four.
Neither
have
I.
You give it?
Four.
Four? I gave it a 4.5, so it's to you, Beer Nubian.
Mama likes.
Ooh.
Mama likes.
She's going straight five.
Let's do four for now.
Four?
There's
ooh,
a whole slew of them here.
Yeah.
So
there you go,
here,
there you
so
go.
We need to see what's up on the dock.
There's a lot of beer here.
So we got some great stouts here. Beer Nubian, I'm noticing you don't have as much hardware as the last time I saw you.
No, Optimus had to be put down. Optimus is put down now. I actually am walkable, and it's all good.
It's actually good. Topical for the podcast.
Well, what happened here?
What would a 4.3 go? Are we rounding up on that to 4.5, or are we going 4.25? Going up?
I think so. Oh, you.
It's closer to 4.25.
No, it's not. Well, I mean, closer to 4. I can't. Whoever. Wait.
It's
a 4.3, right?
Yeah, it's
a true 4.3.
Yeah.
Then you go to 4.25. You don't go to 4.5.
Okay.
Five.
That's just one. No.
It's on the lower half of the half.
So it's 4.25 for the.
I think we're doing quarter points.
That's a good rating for that beer.
Yeah.
You know, makes sense. I think.
So the second beer we're having here is
Rover Truck.
Rover Truck from Topa and Goliath, which is their standard everyday oatmeal stout.
Very smooth.
It is. Raise your hand if you lived in Iowa.
This guy.
Yeah, I won't.
Once again, we're talking on the radio. No one can see what we're doing.
And that's why I said, this guy.
Yeah.
I can say it a lot louder if I have to.
That's why no one else said this guy. I unfortunately have to go to Iowa in a couple weeks.
For work?
Yeah.
Me too. I'm going there to raid the Bourbon County.
Yeah, I'm going there.
Can go at the same time.
They don't get Bourbon County where I go to in Iowa. It's too fucking far away.
Rover Truck.
I will be there at 5:30 in the morning to wait by myself for 2 hours before anyone else shows up. Because the Iowa people, they don't get up early for beer. They just get there and they drink.
But I will have a gold medal winning cocoa stout. 2 years in a row. Hmm.
Which is something we need to discuss off the air, is what Ryan's plans are for Black Friday.
Yes.
That's something we'll be...
Don't say that, she's right there.
What?
No.
What?
It's called Black Friday anyways, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a running gag on other episodes,
yes,
other podcasts.
You had to bring that crap out of this.
Anytime you say the word black.
Focus.
We're drinking dark beers tonight.
Yes, we are.
Nubian Friday.
<It's>, yeah. Wow.
Like it. Thank you. I like that. Cheers.
Ooh, clinky clinky on the podcast.
Yeah. I have to enhance that.
Definitely.
It's a nice beer.
Yeah.
We'll go over Black Friday rules when we release our rules and regulations when we go through our
So basically, you want to know where. So you guys are just going to tell me where I'm supposed to go and what I'm supposed
to
get.
Where you're supposed to meet us.
Oh, I thought we were all going to branch out and get
all
shit.
No, we're not dividing and conquering.
Oh, we're all going to the same place to just get multiple of that one thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
We have fun, guys.
And not only that, but
it's a secret location.
If we do it correctly, we'll be able to talk to people online and have a podcast out of it. That's my hope.
That's why you need me.
Yeah.
I get it now.
The equipment needs to come to to the location.
Understandable.
So, we'll see how that
works.
Working
on getting multiple, roving mics where we can literally, so at some point we can break off at the Great Taste next year, possibly one group has one and another group has one.
Oh.
And then we come together and just bring it all, and then it becomes a disaster to edit.
Yes.
I want the
it'd be fun though.
Yes, it would.
I can't believe I just missed the phone
but
call.
We can hit so much more that way too.
I want the flying microphone. Can I get the microphone on
on a drone?
Yeah, that's right. Can I have the drone mic and just...
Gotta be somebody sober.
We missed our call.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
We had another call. We missed it.
Oh, we were too busy talking.
Well, I guess...
imagine that.
Call him back. Who was it? Hit redial.
We're too busy talking during a podcast.
Who would have thought?
All these people calling and messing with her. Hello, you're on the air.
Always remember, 5th of November.
The 5th of November, yes. Welcome to International Stout Day.
International Stout Day? Fantastic, I just had a stout.
Is this Guy Farts,
That's
or
what she
how
said.
We pronounce it?
Guy Farts. Yeah, that fart.
Not fart, sparks.
Yeah, fart.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Now, not only is it International Stout Day.
What the fuck was that?
That was farts.
Oh, my God.
Call it enlightened, producer Ryan, as to what else today is.
Today is Guy Fawkes Day, which is V for Vendetta, when Parliament got blown to the duck.
Yeah.
Well, Parliament almost got blown up, sorry.
British Independence Day, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
To a certain extent, they still have a queen who tells them what to do, but...
That was a movie.
Kind of like how we celebrate 4th of July.
In a good way.
They celebrate the day that their Congress, White House, almost got blown up. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough.
There you go.
I like
that. But hey, but you know what? Aside from that, though, because we're in America, not England.
Where we blow shit up. America.
You know.
America.
America. Those whiny bastards.
Hashtag America.
Get it
started. Hashtag whiny bastards. Hashtag.
Suck my balls.
That's why we left you. Hashtag Roanoke. Hashtag I want some turkey.
Damn.
Yeah, it got
hashtag up there.
Hey, Dennis.
We got some angry white man shit going down now.
Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, because no one knows where the fuck Roanoke. What the fuck is Roanoke?
Dennis.
Virginia.
Yes, sir.
I know.
We took a vote after the last podcast, and we like it better when you call in and when you're not here. So I think you're officially the call-in of the Beer with Friends podcast. Honestly, I want you
here. We're going to make you call in.
You tell better jokes when you call in than when you're actually in studio.
Wow!
Hashtag sucks in real life.
If I wasn't 120 miles away, I would drive over there and
do what? And do what?
I would kick your white entitled ass. That's right.
Oh.
Reparations, bitch. All right.
Basically, what I'm telling you is, you're funnier when you're the featured calling guest than when you're just one of the bit players.
No offense, but
you know what? Hey, you know what? That's perfectly fine because I can then sit in the comfort of my own home rather than driving.
We figure you phone it in when you're here anyway. So.
Gotcha. Oh. Gotcha. See, this is where producer Ryan would enter. You know the bum.
Yeah, we're working on that for months now.
For months.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why I call it in instead of coming in. So there you go.
No, I think the new rule from now on is whoever can't make the podcast
has to call in.
I agree.
You know, until we figure out how to tell all our listeners how to call in when we podcast, whoever can't make it when we're podcasting has to be the one to call in. And
so
we
have to kind of get
on the text
story segment. Yeah,
I want an angry listener at some point. Oh my God, that'd be fun.
That goes for Beer Nubian. It goes for everyone. Yes, Munchie T fully endorses this.
Dustin to call from the bar.
Yeah,
awesome. That'd be cool.
Interview some of the patrons.
Exactly.
How did you like the beer? I just served you.
You want to be on a podcast? No. Yeah.
Beer.
This is Rockford, you know. So,
and unfortunately, we're drinking one of your favorite types of beer.
Oh yeah.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful stouts. But you know what, though? I think my coworkers would not appreciate if I showed up the next day with the stout beer farts.
Yeah, but what did
or
you
stout
drink?
Shits.
What did you drink for stout day?
I did the Young's Double Chocolate Stout.
Classic.
Very good, sir. Yeah.
That's an old, very
good. The downside is that was pretty much the only decent stout the fake Irish bar had that I was at here.
We all badged on Left Hand Milk Stout because that was the fantastic by Waka Waka tonight.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. The Waka Waka comes through.
So now we're drinking Rover Truck by Toppling Goliath.
Yes.
Beautiful. I don't think I'm going to be bringing back any stouts from Naperville.
Hey, Chuck. What bottle is this?
We're finishing on a beer from the cellar.
Guys, you may have heard of this before. Comes from Chicago.
It rhymes with urban and
bounty. Bounty. Urban bounty.
Urban
bounty.
Beaver. You want to mount who? Beaver. What?
Beaver Vendetta. Urban bounty.
See, this is why South Beloit is like off limits, man. They mount anything up there in South Beloit.
That's about right, too. No fucking.
Well, it's a good thing we're not in South Beloit.
Oh.
Hate to have to edit.
Sorry. sorry to all of our self-belated listeners.
I think we need to let you go to bed. Somebody has to work.
You're creaky. Take your stout and go to bed.
That's right. Take your stout.
All right, but I am going to because I have to. 6 a.m. comes very early tomorrow. So, Be My Friends podcast, always good to talk with you.
You too, Dennis.
Next time. Yes.
Bye.
Nighty-night, Monchichi.
Remember the 5th of November. Stouts are delicious, but beer farts are forever.
Oh, very good. We'll end it there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we hung up.
Drink well, drink right. No, I'm kidding.
See you guys later.
Wow, he was ready for bed.
Yeah. He literally, I just picture him going,
he was like, I'm going to hang up on them before they hang up on me. Because that's what I was getting ready
to do. So let's rate this motherfucker.
It's a 4.
Yes. Double.
Triple?
I'm thinking. What are you going for?
You know, I haven't even gave it much thought.
Oh,
let's go Nubian.
I'm going to rank this one a little bit lower than a 4. Because this isn't on the same level as the first one. So, 3.6.
3.5?
Oh, shit. 3. She's 5. On my grade scale.
3.5.
I'm going to go 4 and a quarter, actually.
We're going quarters.
I'm going to give it back. I'm giving it a quarter higher because it's from Iowa and I live there and Iowa. But anyways. I actually had given this a 4.5 at one point in my life, and I don't know why. But I like
it's
it.
Solid.
It's solid. It's mm-hmm. solid. It's one of the better. So I'm not a huge oatmeal fan.
Oh, I
oatmeal
am.
Stuff fan, but I like this one, actually.
I gave it a 4.
It probably is a 4, but I'll do 4.25 to balance out her 3.6.
Yeah, it's coming out at 3.95, so it's a 4 overall.
Yep.
Deal.
So, Danny, what have you been drinking since last time we got together?
Oh, my gosh.
Don't say Guinness.
No, actually, I have not. You all have introduced me to stepping outside the box and trying anything other than Guinness. So, not sure what the stuff I've been trying, but I've been actually walking in going, anything but Guinness. Along the lines of Guinness, but anything but Guinness.
Right.
And I've been finding some really good stuff. So,
it's awesome.
Yeah. It's been kind of fun, actually.
You should, that's the point of Untappd, you should track it. Just be like, what is this? Or enter this into my app here, and then just be like, oh, this is a, you know, that's a.
This is the way.
Excuse me, you sir, please take my mobile device and check my beer in for me, please.
And the one that has the higher ranking, that is the one I should have.
One of the guys at work, a manager, called it a PDA. Everyone's like, what the fuck is that? You know, personal digital assistant is what PDA is.
Yeah, PDA means...
He totally is like, you're at least 50, aren't you, motherfucker? Because there's no one calls that shit anymore.
PDA like is public display of affection.
That's what they used to call PDAs before there were cell phones and
Well, that just
iPhone.
Shows my age. I mean, that's what PDA means to me.
No, the personal display of affection is a normal use of that. The PDA, when it applies to electronics, means you're fucking old.
What did he call it again?
A PDA. Personal digital assistant.
And when I think of I hear that, I think BlackBerry, because that was like...
There you go, buddy.
Did he have a BlackBerry?
How old do you think he was?
He's got to be...
60.
At least 55, 56, 58.
Nailed it.
Right around there.
Nailed it, and he is right there.
He's right there. Yeah, that's a BlackBerry thing.
So what was the device that... For a while, they had the scanner. It was basically
cash register.
No, not the cash register.
What?
Price check.
Scanner. He said it was.
Oh, it had a little scanner on the end, but it was a PDA. It was
Chuck
personal digital assistant.
Right, but
you using that? Oh, damn it! Come on, you're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me, Smalls.
What was the gray with the yellow accents? Everybody used it. It had...
Livestrong?
No, it was...
Lance Armstrong?
You could put your calendar on it, put your notes on it, before the smartphone actually exists. Like, the between smartphones...
PDA.
Yeah, but what was it called? What was the...
BlackBerry.
Not the BlackBerry, the other one.
Mm.
The one that was just a device and not a phone.
Not worth the money. I don't know.
No idea.
You are correct.
So, listeners, Because we got nothing here.
There was a device in between Blackberries and
pagers were awesome.
No, I don't know
where it was, where you actually used it as a
tablet.
More like it was like a little tablet, but it was just like a gray screen
Surface.
It wasn't
Amazon. What the fuck is
Kindle?
That? Yes, yes, the Kindle. That was a gray screen.
The paperweight.
Nintendo.
Game Boy. Yes, no, Game Boy. It was a Game Boy.
It was very business oriented.
I don't know.
No idea.
It had a scanner.
Was it made by HP?
A translation.
Hewlett Packard. I'm really trying to help you here.
What did it scan?
It's gonna bug the
type your million word description into Google and see what happens.
It's this yellow and purple thing that
gray yellow scanner device between two other devices.
I bet you Google will figure it out.
I might.
You know, because somebody else is probably putting the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I'm putting it in now.
What dead device was between this one and this one?
let's go back to the beer. Let's go back to the beer.
Like, wait, what?
Ryan, can you introduce this beer?
This is a bittersweet Imperial Coffee Milk Stout. This is by Left Hand Brewing Company.
What's the ABV on it?
ABV.
I would guess like 6.
What the fuck is it? I gotta find it.
Coffee, you say?
Yeah.
8.9. Right?
Damn, I've got some balls for 9%er. I mean,
I'm a big fan of these coffee.
It tastes like a sixer to me.
Coffee milk stouts. So
the coffee's very nice.
That's
really
good.
Coffee, but
it's supposed to be pretty fresh though. The coffee's really prevalent.
Yeah, it's nice. It's got a nice bite to it. Yeah. I agree.
Thank you, sir.
I'm trying to find the date.
Reminds me a little bit of Coffee Bender.
Yeah,
but except sweeter
because of the milk.
Yep.
Ooh. I agree.
But the coffee's about the same.
Yeah, it is.
Is this a beer you could take into work and drink it as a coffee, but never get caught unless you're shit-faced?
At 8%?
Fuck yeah.
What?
Fuck it, dude.
I'll build some cars with this.
Recall.
Oh, we got enough of those as it is.
So yellow and gray.
He's still driving me nuts. He's still device searching over
Bad
here.
Bad thing is, it was in his dreams. It doesn't actually exist.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
The palm. My HP bought palm.
Okay, it was the palm.
I was close.
Pull up the image.
Yeah, I want to see what the fuck this thing looks like.
I want that for sure too.
This is what the palm looked like. How it had the gray screen?
Remember
the BlackBerry?
Did it fit in your phone?
It was before the BlackBerry, though, because it wasn't a phone.
Yeah.
BlackBerry was a phone.
Could you hold it in one hand?
Yeah. But it wasn't a phone. It was just a digital organizer.
That's all it was. It would scan like...
You could scan barcodes with it.
For like the grocery store and things like that. Yeah.
I have no recollection of that.
Yeah, I know.
Palm Pilot. That's
Palm Pilot.
Palm Pilot.
Yeah. It was big for like 2 years.
Yeah, that's why nobody remembers.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago, it was big for about 2 years.
So what about the Palm Pilot were we getting at?
It fits in your palm.
Okay.
And it will pilot you to different areas.
Why
were
we talking about it in the first place?
I don't remember.
Doesn't matter. Point is, it didn't last.
Personal
it's a bittersweet symphony. That's the point.
You know how fast he picked on it? Did you notice how fast he started using the PDA terminal? Oh, this is PDA. He was waiting for that. He was like,
This beer here smells so good.
I'm surprised of all the time I gave you guys to come up with that, you didn't come up with that.
I wasn't an electronic. I played fucking video games at that point.
The don't give a fuck meter was like, not just pegged, it broke.
I had, you know what fit in my palm that I would carry to other places? A PlayStation fucking 2. That's basically, or a PC.
This is a delicious beer.
It is. It's a 4.25. I'll throw that out there.
Ditto. Dittos.
I'll just throw my rating out there.
Yeah, me too.
It's a
4.25.
I almost
can go 4.5.
Can we still get this?
Yeah, this is hot off the presses.
Okay, the wife must have.
Where do we get this?
Anyways.
Well, left hand is everywhere. Left hand is.
This is like a
This is like a
yeah.
Binnie's has
like
this.
This is a Woodman's type.
Woodman's.
Chicago.
Elgin.
Oh, no shit.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Vinny's will have plenty of this then.
She has to drive out here for you.
She works here.
Okay. No,
a little bit.
So she's fine.
Used to it.
Fine.
Just to drive home.
Yes, no, I got to worry about it. I know, right?
I gave it a 4.25 as well.
It's the one I
delicious. Delicious. Thank you.
Yeah, the coffee is really good.
Mm-hmm. That milk and coffee works well too.
Yeah, it's a very, very nice beer. It's
I like this one.
It's worth buying a couple of almost.
Yep.
I tell you, it doesn't taste like a 9%er though. I would have guessed it's a 6.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right,
well, the coffee hides ABV pretty well, right. though. I mean, especially the bitterness of the coffee can really hide the ABV.
You're right.
It takes the sting. The sting of the ABV is just replaced by the sting of the coffee.
I was actually tipped off on this beer by the local left-hand representative at Woodman's. Because back a couple episodes ago when we did the Fresh Hop episode, I was in search of fresh hopped beers for the episode, and I ran into the local rep at the liquor department of the grocery store, and he said, "Hey, if you like," he says, "what other kinds of beers do you guys do?" I said, "We do pretty much everything." He goes, "Well, there's a great beer that's coming out very soon called, Bittersweet. It's a coffee stout that we're going to be doing." I'm like, "I can't wait to try it," and it lived up to every expectation by far. It's sweet and bitter coffee in the same vein, but not overpowering, not too bitter, not too sweet. It's very balanced for sure.
This is where they kill Rogue, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh.
This is where they slay Rogue. But Left Hand and Rogue are very, very similar early in vein.
The problem with the difference between Left Hand and Rogue is Rogue has a longer history.
Well,
they were around just earlier.
Yes, but.
To me,
but they're both very early.
Left Hand is almost Sierra Nevada status. Almost, they're not quite there.
Right,
they're not. They're not distributed enough. Not big enough to be Sierra Nevada status.
Right.
And that's not saying it's a bad thing.
No,
it's a different.
But they're thing. Everywhere though.
Because Left Hand does every style of beer.
Yes.
Where Sierra is known for their happiness.
Yeah, and, yes.
I mean, they do make good stouts. They make a good barley wine.
Oh, yeah.
They make a lot of great beers, but Left Hand does everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah.
Every gamut of
yes. the... Which is why I compare them to Rogue, just because you could get them in our area
to
as
me,
early craft beers. You could get
to
them...
To me, they're the better time. They're the better version of Leinenkugels. They're what Leinenkugels were when we first started drinking craft beer. Because they're still worthy of drinking all the time.
Right.
It's everything they make is good.
Yeah.
But back in the day, when we first started drinking craft beer, that's what Leinenkugels was
yes.
to us.
But you could get Left Hand and Rogue here.
Right, but back in the day, you couldn't get... Leinenkugels was the gold standard. Of craft beer before they got bought out.
Yeah.
Now they turned around and all they make is a bunch of crappy shandies.
They mow the lawn at 100 degrees, a lemon shandy or 6 in a row because you're thirsty and you want to drink some lemonade.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
it's
a freaking lemonade.
That's how they make Oberon.
I don't drink it.
Then that's fine. I will call you Pedro, and you can be my landscaper. Okay? Ooh. And I will feed you shandies all day long.
Wow. Shit.
I don't think that actually makes sense, really. I really don't know if I'm gonna buy that one. Pedro, really?
Pablo.
Pablo?
Honey.
Jesus?
Pablo, honey. That's a terrible album.
Well, I don't see a Pedro drinking a lemon.
Dear Nubian, how do you rate this beer?
This is awesome. I would put it right there along with what you all would throw it out there for.
4.25?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be buying one. I'm going to go get. I'm definitely going to buy one.
Yep. I think this is going to be the beer that I buy for a certain birthday that's coming up.
Okay.
That's going to be the birthday present.
Yeah. Sunday I'll be drinking this beer watching a football game. Football.
Yeah.
Beer's playing Monday.
Yeah,
football. I'm gonna be at the Beer Father's house on Monday.
Monday night football.
Watching a shit game between two injured shit teams.
Could this be my beer with the pizza? You know how I'm all about the beer, my stout and pizza.
It's a little sweet for beer.
Yeah, I wouldn't have this one with pizza.
No,
I can see you drink this with
because of the coffee. I think the coffee fucks up the pizza.
Yeah.
You need to go with that first beer.
Yeah, that'd
probably be a good one.
I think beer and pizza. You gotta have the lighter beer.
This is
dessert. This is dessert.
Yeah,
this is after the pizza is done. Then you have this.
Unless you have bacon pizza.
Well, pepperoni bacon.
Speaking of bacon.
Pizza and coffee beer.
Speaking of bacon, Bacon Fest is going on in Rockford right now.
Is it?
Yeah, the Prairie Street Brewing.
What? Seriously? Wait,
Prairie Street Brewing Company is sold out quick.
What?
It sold out very quick.
I don't. Yeah, I'm
That's a that's a plan for next year to try and be there and interview people at Bacon Fest.
We just need to get tents at every place.
Right. We're in tents.
Tents of work.
Yeah. Well, we need to have our own tent where people bring shit to us. Have us drink it and rate it, and then and taste it and rate it.
So just so you know, that'll never happen at the Great Taste of the Midwest.
No,
it's too expensive.
But we're damn sure going to try and make that happen at Screw City Brewers this year.
I don't see why we wouldn't be invited to Screw City.
Yeah.
Because we're plan drunk is assholes to be
sometimes. What do I got to call it? Great Taste of the Midwest. I'm getting a
text message. Come get us. We suck
here. Keep your MacGruber line open, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. When you still have to stand in line to get the tickets to attend said festival, they really don't care who you are.
That's true. And we do have to do that still.
Can't we just show them numbers of listeners? Like, maybe it helps you guys or something. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah, for sure.
Give it a couple of years.
Okay. Aww. All right.
Yeah.
We'll work on it.
That's a stretch goal.
I gave it a 4.5. It gives this beer an overall 4.25.
Nice. It deserves it. Yeah, absolutely. It deserves it.
Mm-hmm. Like me some coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee stouts.
Yes.
So what you're saying is each payday, just hand over my debit card to Benny's and stay stupid?
Just walk in there and say, find me stouts, put them in the cart.
Gotcha. Okay.
I have, just go, let's say, starting off, $50.
What you need to do is when you're interested.
Is that based in Elgin?
Chicago.
Schaumburg, right?
Actually, there is one in Elgin on the west side.
Really? You work in town.
Yeah.
Okay. You can go to Woodman.
All you have to do is let me know when you're in town and you want to stack up on beer. Ooh. And I will meet you at the liquor store and we'll take care of you.
Unless you want Dino S'mores.
Then
you stock up on beer for us.
Dino S'mores.
Isn't there is stuff that you can get at Benny's that...
Oh, yeah.
No, but see, the reason why I'm here is because I'm learning from you guys. So I learned
We all need to go where you're at beer than any given day. Clean house.
There's about a 25% uptick at Benny's compared to Rockford at this point.
Yes, it
I mean,
is.
We are very close to... There used to be a big gap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
And within the last 2 years, that gap has closed quickly.
Yeah. But that's why you get beers that you can't get locally there.
And keep in mind that the Benny's, the one that's in Elgin, has the Elgin or King County sales tax.
Yeah.
The one Benny's in Schaumburg is a 10.25% sales tax.
Yes, on Gulf Road.
Exactly. Yes. So
when I worked right next to that place.
I go there because there's a couple sakis that I get from there. But I know I'm going to get bitch slapped with a 10.25% sales tax. It's like, God.
You know, and I worked there in 2000. Yeah. Which is a long time ago, 2000 to 2000.
You worked there?
In Schaumburg, yes. So I paid all their frickin' sales.
Wait, you lived here and you drove to Schaumburg?
7 years.
Damn, Skippy.
Yeah, for a long time.
Ready one more time.
I did, yes, right?
I'm in my 11th year.
At that point in time, we were very close in Rockford at 7.5%, and they were 8.25%. Yes. That's how much they're... now, we've gone to 8.5%, I want to say, but they're, what, 10? What'd you just say?
10.25%.
Yeah, and they're so they pretty much stayed... Jeez, Louise.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember going to McDonald's and just being like, okay, so everything on the menu is 75 cents more, plus the tax is going to be a quarter more, so everything's a dollar more, period.
That's crazy.
And hold on, and your boy, because you don't live there, but... Your mayor, Rahm Emanuel, has just shoved through $175 million more of taxes.
I know. I listen to Chicago radio and absolutely understand
how many more years does he have in office?
Forever
until he gets voted
out.
Exactly, that's how Chicago is.
Or
exactly
a machine gets like found out that he's Democrat. Corrupt, and then...
No!
He's corrupt? That doesn't happen in Chicago.
Holy shit.
A corrupt Chicago
I said my bad.
Are you kidding me?
I was basically just asking when the last technical Chicago election was. Was it 2014?
It was just a couple.
As far as I know, he's eliminated elections until
it was this year.
He's ready to retire.
Yeah. Well, he's got Daly and his daddy was in office.
So Daly, he's got this Daly / McNamara rule working for him. Until somebody else better comes along, they're just going to keep him.
Yeah.
Well, that's a
he's not tearing down.
That's a Rockford reference. I mean, McNamara was mayor for a very, very long time.
Remember Box?
Yeah.
Box was a very good mayor, too.
When I was a kid, it was
Charles Box. Right?
Yes.
And then whatever happened.
He lived in my neighborhood. He was a Northwest Rockford guy.
That's all.
He didn't want to be mayor.
Huh? No. Yeah. He did it for, what, three terms?
4 years.
We got Scott.
3-4 years. Yeah. 3-4 terms.
At that point in time, you could be mayor for as long as you want. No.
Yeah.
It's like a three or four term.
No, there's no set turn limits.
Really? You can go for 15 years.
Mayor for as long as people want to elect you.
Because you don't want to be.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you can
Honestly, I think McNamara was mayor for...
When did he get out of office?
16 years?
Yeah. It had been in the 80s, right?
Our listeners are bored as fuck.
I'm fucking bored.
Well, yeah, the international...
Ultimately, Rahm Emanuel's not tearing down airports in the middle of the fucking night when people say you can't tear down an airport.
He should be tearing down Midway Airport is what he should be tearing down.
No, 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 no. $7 million upgrade. It actually is really decent now.
Are they going to tear down all the projects?
I know, right?
Yeah.
No.
Because then that's what they need to do. Open some more parking.
No, don't tear down all the projects.
Why?
Because they migrate to Rockford half the time.
Or Iowa, actually.
That is
but
true.
You can't park your car there without it getting broken into.
Same with Rockford now.
Well, that's why you have somebody drive you in Rockford. It's a little bit harder to get somebody to drive you to Midway. And Midway, is there an easy way to get to Midway?
Yes.
Yeah, it dead ends right in the airport.
Yes, there is, because I just had a buddy.
Midway's not there,
my love.
There's 4,000 stoplights on the way there.
Well,
you can off the highway into O'Hare.
Yeah.
Hold on, Whisper Man is saying something.
Sort of.
Whisper Man is saying something.
You have beer.
No, let's just
shut up and drink it.
We'll talk about this beer, actually.
This is a beer. It's on your way to Midway.
This is a beer. This is from a brewery that our listeners are going to want us to talk about. Three Floyds, right?
Yeah, they suck.
They make terrible fucking beer. I mean, be honest, right?
Terrible fucking beer. I fucking hate that beer.
They're being facetious.
Oh, we're
That's so my favorite beer.
This is when you spin the record backwards and be like,
the devil is my friend.
This is good.
Suck my balls.
Wait, what?
We took a turn there.
No, we didn't. I backmasked.
You're Nubian?
You sucked my balls.
Seriously.
So I've had this beer before.
I feel like that would be a good thing to backmask. I don't know. I mean, you know.
Suck in your balls.
Well, somebody sucking my balls?
It's a simple, solid oatmeal stout.
Yeah, it's a
That's
nice
all
beer.
It is.
This versus Rover Truck.
I like Rover Truck better.
I do too.
Yeah, this is a 4. Rover Truck is a 4.25.
Yep.
I gave Rover Truck a 4, and this is the 3.75.
Well, you gave Rover Truck a 4, though.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 3.75.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
Oh, man, I feel like I'm...
You feel like an asshole.
There's my rating for backmasking. It's a 3.75.
I'll give it a 4.
I give it a 4, too.
3.5.
What the fuck?
This used to only
You're rating
my pure stouts, right? You're looking at the whole stout spectrum. You gotta look at it as what's well, a
at least I'm consistent.
Now
it's true.
Personally,
thank you to
Trinine's Tap for providing this bottle for the Beer with Friends.
That's a fantastic place to drink
that.
Technically, this was a birthday beer for me.
Who's it?
Trinine's Tap. It's a fantastic bar in Madison.
For my birthday, I got this beer.
Dude, that was harsh on this.
And the nice thing about stouts is they do hold up over time.
All right.
I don't know how to spell that tap.
Trinine's, T-R-I-N-E apostrophe S.
T-R-I-N-E.
I think you missed about three letters there, at least.
How do you spell Trinine's?
T-R-I-N-I-N-E apostrophe S.
See, that's the guy that knows.
T-R-I-N-I-N-E.
Trinine's. T-R-I-N-I-N-E apostrophe.
So it's
Trinine's.
The sobriety.
That's all I gotta say. Trinine's. Well,
Trinine's, motherfucker.
You were there for the great taste of the Midwest.
Yeah, you were at Trinine's Tap.
You were there at Trinine's Tap. at Trish and Janine's house.
The house.
Oh, geez, that
with a pool. And
I thought that kind of sounded familiar, but I had no idea. So
yeah.
Okay.
That's the place. Tap.
Legit.
Got you.
Legit.
I was there.
The girls bought me this beer for my birthday.
Very good. So
nice.
That's the,
okay.
Yeah.
That's I brought this beer to when we were waiting out for the Great Taste tickets.
Yeah.
And I... So my 7 o'clock in the morning rating is not nearly as good as my 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night.
You like it better?
That's a lot better.
That's the girls there?
Yes. And
I am not a 6 o'clock in the morning drinking beer kind of guy.
Wasted.
I'll say it.
People that are like Miller Lite guys.
Honestly, these are my favorite two lesbians in the entire world.
Totally different way you took that, but I'll go
with it. I know, wait, what?
I have nothing to do with it.
They're the most amazing.
We're talking about drinking at 6 o'clock in the morning. I love my lesbians.
Hey.
Yes.
Right. If we're talking about
at 6 o'clock.
Wait a minute. If we're talking about 6 a.m. drinking, one of the few places I drink at 6 a.m. is when I'm waiting in line for tickets for the Great Taste.
And they weren't there.
And they are there every, not this year, but they
have. Yeah, but every other year, but this year.
Every other year, they're there.
Yeah.
Yes. This year, they weren't.
And they'll be there this year with us again.
They will be there again.
They will be there this year with us again.
Thank you, girls. Time. I'm going to make sure you guys know that you got a shout out on this.
So podcast. I know you're not listening, but we love you.
Okay.
Shout out to Linus and Lucy.
Well, I think the Janine part of Janine listens.
Yeah.
Yes.
And shout out to Linus and Lucy.
Yes. Yeah. The
craziest dachshunds in the entire world.
Jesus Christ.
Linus and Lucy.
Yes.
Crazy dachshunds.
Crazy
dachshunds.
Crazy
dachshunds. Let's pop that shit.
Wiener dogs.
So, right, okay.
Wiener dogs.
I don't want to talk about the burrito.
Love the hat.
Exactly.
No.
Right.
No one wants to talk about your stupid burrito.
Ryan has burrito dogs.
Your burrito ass.
Psycho burrito dogs.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had three dogs, dude. The pale one.
You've been here before.
No, I've never seen the tan color one ever.
Oh, sure.
I shit you not.
That dog doesn't know what planet it's on. That's why.
Is it old?
Beer phone.
I don't know what it is. It was.
It looks like he's like 34.
It was obtained from a crackhead. Literally a
yes,
crackhead.
Yes. No, we know. And then the crackhead wanted the dog back.
Yes. Chad doesn't know the story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because he doesn't listen to the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Wait.
Yes. By the way, I give that one a 375, which I'll give you guys your overall in just a second here.
Give me 5 seconds and you do the math.
I'm still good.
You're too busy opening beers.
That's a good effect, though.
Yes.
Yes.
This particular beer is almost like a
3.75
black IPA.
Yeah, it's hoppy.
Full top. It's hopped up like crazy.
It looks like
it makes sense, though, because nobody liked this, the back masking, as much as the rubber truck.
True.
Right.
So it's a quarter point down. It makes sense.
Top and Goliath for the motherfucking win.
What's the label for the Rogue? Is that the skeleton dude?
The Rogue.
Dead Gael?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a classic beer.
Alright, I'll have to check that out then.
Oh, well,
I
mean, God, that
I always
this is not a stout. This is not a stout. This is a black IPA.
It tastes like it finishes multiple.
That's a black IPA. Oh, but it's a fucking black IPA.
I know.
This is a red herring.
That's what I said.
What the hell is
that? Let's explain what we've opened.
Yes.
A beer.
It's a Close Encounter hopped up stout from Pipeworks.
Yes.
Which is what we did all last podcast
about. Yes,
it is a black IPA. It is a black IPA.
And Chad's screaming black IPA.
It's very, very hopped up. It finishes like a...
It's a black IPA.
Yeah, but it finishes malty like a stout does. More malty than a black IPA does, let's say. More malty than a Cascadian ale, right? It does. It definitely does. It does not finish like...
How would you know you haven't drank any?
Damn.
I've had this beer. I have purchased the exact same said beer, and I have had
three.
I've had three cans of this beer.
I know you have more than I've had, but
I have had more than you've had.
Okay, you win.
But I had this beer tailgating in Chicago.
I've had
before
this beer.
A fucking Bears game.
I'm a people person, damn it! I'm a people person.
Yes, I had this beer Sunday. This was the second beer we had after we got there and we started early.
That's not a stout though.
I put some coals on the grill. I put a pan on the grill and fried up some eggs real quick and had a raspberry tart.
What the fuck does it have to do with this beer?
This is the second beer I had.
Okay, there we go. There we go. We're getting there.
You had a raspberry.
He's telling the story.
No. New Glarus raspberry tart. That's a five.
It's my favorite of the fruit beers from New Glarus. Yeah, it's my favorite.
No, it is no Belgian Red, but
it's shut up. It's my favorite.
But it's a raspberry tart.
It's my favorite.
Have you tried the New Glarus fruit beers?
No.
Raspberry tart gets a five for me.
My level of understanding for New Glarus is Spotted Cow.
Yeah.
Which is a wonderful cream ale.
Absolutely.
We need to do an all New Glarus
for Danny.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
She needs to understand what that is.
So, Mr. Beer Father, I am going to go out on a limb and say this is not a stout.
It is a stout.
They may call it a stout. It is not
a
stout.
No, it's absolutely a stout.
It is not a stout.
Ladies and gentlemen, SmackDown will commence.
It is a stout in the vein of...
Of a black IPA?
Of a surly type of beer.
It's a black IPA.
So apparently beers can become surly?
It's a stout.
It's a black IPA.
Someone I'm telling you right now, it's going to be one of my favorite stouts of the night.
This here?
Yes.
Because it's a black IPA and you love black IPAs. This makes sense.
This reminds me of...
Black IPA. Black top.
This reminds me of... No, give me your glass. This reminds me of Darkness.
Imprisoning me.
And that is why Darkness is called Darkness. That is a great segue. He was watching the episode when he was brewing the beer. Mm-hmm. He was watching that, you Darkness motherfuckers, you. He was watching that episode.
No.
I can show you an interview.
Honestly, let's be honest. This has a malty backbone.
With Todd. That's why it's called that.
Great character. It's still malty backbone. It just has more hops than you're used to in a stout.
I've had hoppy stouts.
It's so hoppy.
You gonna tell me this is as hoppy as the black tuna we had?
Yeah, it smells like it.
Is this the
okay? No, but it's
see.
Can Beer Ninja weigh in?
Yes.
I just tasted it.
So yeah, let's. Actually, I want
this.
And I'll go with whatever he says.
I agree with Chad.
It has a hoppy.
Hoppy taste, and it does not remind me of a stout.
Yes, but the chocolate. On the finish.
But the chocolate gives it its only stout credibility.
It's a lot on the finish, though.
Yes. It's smooth. I'm not saying it's a bad beer.
No, it smells very fruity.
It does have that hoppiness.
Right? It smells very fruity up front, right?
Yeah.
Would you call it... If you had to pick between two categories, one of them being an IPA...
And it's fruity, but it finishes
or
like...
a stout?
What would you pick?
Like chocolate. Bitter chocolate. It finishes just like bitter chocolate.
I would go stout because it's so dark, but on taste alone?
Taste is where it counts.
I taste some hops up front. And
so what do you think
that's the first thing I think of.
What are you thinking? Then. What are you thinking, buddy? Preach to the choir.
This beer
I think I put it in a pretty good beer, though.
Yeah, it's a good beer, but it's still...
Hang on.
I bias it more towards an IPA than I do a stout.
Where the frack would that glass come from?
That was on...
It's got too much hoppy. Up front, and that's what I think. I don't think.
See, but it's a black IPA.
This is what I want.
It's better than that black IPA we had last.
Tell me, oh, you're wrong about that. No. That's a different story.
Yeah, but tell me. Okay, all right.
It's a maltier version of
IPA. I like it more, but I like stouts, so that's probably why. You know what I mean? Because we're in between there.
It's in between a black IPA and a stout, but I think it's.
I would say it's an IPA more so than a stout.
Yes,
but.
Winner, chicken dinner.
But
right
there's not many IPAs that are that dark.
I'm not arguing it is a stouty IPA, but it is
to break it up though. Beer Father,
let's be honest. This is what Pipeworks does to a stout.
Yes,
but
oh geez,
that's what makes Pipeworks. So
did you?
Fucking,
this is what I wanted on a Night Stalker though.
Yeah, but the difference between this and the
Black Tuna?
No, the Abduction series is very different, which we are going to dive into a large amount Four of Fest. The Abduction beers. We're going to do more than one Abduction in one night.
Yes. I'm still waiting for the first Abduction. I give higher than a 4 or lower than a 4. What the fudge was that?
So that's
the
thing.
Magic word.
This is more of the hoppy version of their stout. The Abduction series is more of like an oatmeal stout comparative to
so
what
Nubian,
we drank earlier tonight.
What are you giving this? I can tell you love it.
I'm curious.
And being facetious that
you
say that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want to see your rating. So, Nubian, is this a stout? Do you consider this a true blood stout?
No, but it's
Shh, no, I'm waiting for someone else to answer.
In my years of experience in drinking stouts, I would have to say, hell no.
Yep. Hell no. So hell no.
It's throwing it out there like it's supposed to be close. Read the label. Please read.
I don't care what the label says. I'm telling you about my taste buds.
Please read the label.
It says hopped up stout.
Exactly.
Stout.
But wait, is it a stout or is it a stout?
Stout.
They could have gone with stouted up IPA.
No,
but I will give them that. It is a hopped stout.
Thank you.
They need to emphasize the word hopped because I can taste the hops.
How much more can you emphasize than being the first word before the word stout?
Right, I'm not saying they're incorrect about that, but I'm agreeing with him. It's more hop than stout. It is more hopped than stout,
but it's a stout that's hopped up. It's not just a, it's not dark malt.
It's hot because it's hop.
It's not dark malt. In an ale.
This is the most divided we've ever been.
Which is what a Cascadian IPA is. It's not dark malt.
Yeah, let's rate it.
It's got roasty notes.
Nubian, you got to go first on this.
You know what? You may not want me to go first.
I like that this beer. I like that this beer does.
She might vote no.
I would have liked to have seen her rating last episode. It would have been a 2.
Zero.
A 2. I'll give it a 0. I'll give this one a 0 as well. Can I give it a 0.1? No,
which is
you have to give it a 0.
Which is
so bad.
Let's set the bar high.
It's a great beer. Right.
So let's go with you then.
The Beer Father gives us a 4.5.
Wow.
I love this beer.
It's a great beer.
It's a good beer, but
let me tell you something. If darkness were available all the time, this would be darkness. This is what darkness is in Minnesota. Darkness in Minnesota versus Close Encounter in the Chicago area. This is the kind of beer that darkness is, other than the fact that darkness is a higher ABV. That's the difference. This is a 8% beer, where darkness is, 10 to 12% every year. That's the big difference.
With wax.
It's a hopped up stout. Yeah. That's what darkness is before it's barrel aged.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give darkness, actually.
Let's see?
Yeah.
Now you're second guessing your judgment.
No.
When darkness is fresh, it is a hopped up stout every year.
I had this in 2013.
Yeah, they had a bomber of it.
I had twice in 2013. Twice in 2013.
I'm moving mine from a 4 to a 4.25. But they changed it just a tad bit.
Yeah, the ABV dropped for the canned version.
Yeah,
I'm gonna.
And the hops went up a little bit, in my opinion.
Yeah, it did. It is hop.
I really think the hops went up. I think the
3.75 for me. That's the best I'm making. I wouldn't buy it actually.
Yeah, but what if this is a?
I wouldn't buy it.
What if it was a Cascadian? What if it was a black IPA? You'd freaking love it.
I don't buy fucking black IPA.
Kiss my ass.
Black Tuna is the only black IPA I buy.
Let me tell you this: if between this
is a good beer,
between this and
I still like it.
I almost like this better than most black IPAs. I really do.
I hope you fucking love this beer.
If I had my choice between this and Left Hand Milk Stout, I would buy this way before Left Hand Milk
Stout. No.
I gave them both the same rating, 4.5.
Peace out.
I would buy this before I would buy Left Hand Milk Stout.
Not chance.
Fuck this shit.
I said, fuck that shit.
Alright, so we got Danny and B left.
So, yeah. I'm seeing like a 2.5.
I'm bringing that down, I'm sorry.
Two and a half to three.
You can't give a beer. You cannot give this beer less than you would give Schwag.
Three's not bad. I'm okay with three.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't give it less than Schwag, though. I mean, come on.
He's going to give it a 3.25.
Watch. 2.5 is like Schwag range, though.
A 4?
I'd be worried if he
doesn't like it because it's going to ruin stout. It's a bad stout to him. You like it? Maybe because it's stoutier.
It was better than the Black Tuna we had, and I didn't like the Black Tuna, but it's better. To me,
Black Tuna is so much better.
This is a 3.75.
Wow, Black Tuna is a much better beer.
With everybody's rating.
It's a different.
I understand
beer.
Your rating, Danny. You don't like hoppy beers.
Yeah.
And that's what this completely a happy beer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if this was on tap at a bar, right?
I'd be going next.
It's a really
I would drink it at you. I would drink it at a bar. It wouldn't be my first pick.
It's a really
it's
good
a
beer.
4 overall.
It's a really and that's what I think that's what it averages.
Is that or a Blue Moon? Do this.
Did you just say Blue Moon?
Kiss my
All right, everybody,
is
poured.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a small
We have one small can
two ounces each.
So this is, you know what? Let's have somebody that knows how to pour.
Gotcha.
Let's just have somebody that knows how to
pour. Because last time I poured for you, and you got, it would have been an entire can.
Yeah, the sherbet.
You told me to do.
Fucker.
I said,
I told you some.
And I poured and poured and poured and poured and poured and poured and poured.
I didn't want any more. More than 2 hours.
And then everybody else said, fucking stop pouring. And Chuck's like, I'm not going to say no to a 5.
I didn't say that. I said I read the Neat L. Snow.
Well, we realized soon after it was a 5 for you.
Wow,
you
wow,
knew
it's
it.
Coffee. Wow. That's good.
Yeah, everybody got
a flavor. Wait, is this a stout? This is a stout.
Oh, you finished
this
one.
This is a stout. Oh, okay. This isn't a hoppy stout. This is a stout.
Yeah,
stout.
Cinnamon and coffee.
This is Big Rick.
Well, you said cinnamon too?
No, just coffee.
This was actually
chocolate.
On the Friends Podcast Facebook page for International
4-packs
Chocolate Day.
Yeah,
this was suggested as a good chocolate beer to drink. This is a chocolate coffee stout by Tallgrass Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm. And this is the Kansas.
Now this is the second in their Explorer series, right? The first one was the barrel-aged Buffalo Sweat, right?
Yep.
They're 4-pack cans, 12-ounce cans.
Yeah, this is the second one that has been released to the public.
Yes.
How is the barrel-aged Buffalo Sweat?
It was not in a barrel very long, and it was perfectly fine if you like a little bit of wood on your Buffalo Sweat.
It's the kind of beer that you want to drink fresh. It's not something to hold on to.
Yes, no. The ABV did not change.
I'd like to see the vanilla Buffalo Sweat in a barrel for quite some time.
Dude, vanilla Buffalo Sweat is
the next Explorer series.
I like that vanilla.
Buffalo Sweat was good. I haven't had the vanilla.
The next Explorer series to be coming out will be the cinnamon barrel aged.
Wait, he said cinnamon.
It's out. It's already out.
Yeah, it's not here in the in Rockford.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet.
Wait. Really? At Cork and Keg? They didn't announce it on Wednesday?
Well, that's because they brought it in from Chicago versus the distributor.
I'm just saying, it is physically in Chicago.
Wait, cinnamon, what?
Cinnamon barrel aged Buffalo Sweat.
And you had Buffalo Sweat at
Vanilla?
No, you had the cinnamon, right?
That was good, yeah.
Me and
producer.
Producer Ryan, Beer Ninja had the cinnamon Buffalo Sweat at Great Taste. And it was very good. It was the surprise beer of the festival.
Okay, is there anywhere I can walk into?
Yes,
very soon.
You can get regular Buffalo Sweat.
Yeah,
but not
the cinnamon
The cinnamon will be available in the Rock River Valley area within the next
week. Dude, vanilla is always a 4-pack buy.
The store that imports their beer from Chicago upcharges everything $3 a 4-pack.
When it comes out.
So Beer Newbie and Lisa, just go in with her paycheck and buy all this shit and bring it up here to you all?
Basically.
Okay, I can do that.
Guys, you're closer to Benny's than me.
Yes, I am. All right.
I'm sorry. I will not support the local beer house that takes beer from Chicago because they get it sooner.
Yeah.
And upcharges everybody in the Rockford area.
No, I'm sorry.
Fuck them, guys.
I will not support them.
I will only buy...
It has been over a year since I've been there, and I will not go back in there.
I've bought off color from there before, and I don't mind buying off color from there.
That is, so that I know not to.
Yes, it's fine, but at the same time, it's been a very long time since I've been there as well.
Their name rhymes with pork and peg. Okay, if you can't figure it out at this point,
I already said it four times.
But at this point, they take beer
keg and cork.
They take beer that. They have stores in the Chicagoland area, and they import beer here that is not available anywhere else, and they upcharge the hell out of it.
I would never go in there anyways.
Why? Why not?
No.
They're by Lucha Cantina. Got a Lucha Cantina.
Because.
Best queso in the city.
Oh, damn.
By far.
Fuck yeah, Lucha Cantina.
Okay, let me...
I've already done it for two or three times. Now they should be sponsoring me.
Here's what Lucha Cantina can teach everyone about. You take your cheesy potato recipe, right? So you take a cheesy potato, you roll your cheesy potato in your hand, and this is just any cheesy potato, shredded cheesy potato recipe that you would bake in the oven for Thanksgiving or whatever, and then you drop that roll in a deep fryer. You let it sit there for 3 minutes, and then you take it out.
Three white guys that are
pretty
Mexican food.
Yeah.
Here's what here's what I recommend. Instead of baking cheesy potatoes from now on, you roll them into the size of tater tots and drop them into fucking deep fryer. And it is like magic on earth.
That's how a Mexican
Tex-Mex.
That's what Luigi Cantina is.
I go upstairs for authentic.
It's not even close. No, you're wrong.
I can go buy Tex-Mex? A ton of lard and have
Tex-Mex?
Real Mexican.
No. I don't.
No,
I've been.
Tex-Mex. Luigi Cantina is more Tex-Mex.
I know.
Authentic.
No, they're right.
It's fusion. But whatever. You're right. You're right. There's no Tex-Mex in Rockford.
Ever since
I went to New Mexico 3 weeks ago, I can tell you what fucking Tex-Mex is. It's garbage. It sucks ass.
So Lucha Libre Cantina is where we go, right?
Yeah. Lucha.
You go to Tumbleweeds if you want Tex-Mex.
If we're gonna say Lucha, we gotta say Libre.
Lucha
Mexican wrestling restaurant.
If you use Asian tapas stuff to make your Mexican food, you're not fucking Tex-Mex.
Okay, real quick, Drake. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm sorry. That we call the Lucha Libre kid.
I have wrestler masks in here. Yeah, okay.
Yes. I understand that.
Apologize for the Tex-Mex.
We call it Lucha.
That's
Lucha Libre Cantina.
It's Lucha Cantina.
That is the name of the restaurant.
Do I get a discount if I walk in with my Lucha Libre mask?
No.
No.
I have like five.
Yes.
So
you just want a free walk out.
You may not.
I think they would respect me.
You may not get a discount, but you probably get a high five.
You get suplexed and punched in the nuts.
Yeah.
Suplex.
And punched in the nuts.
I like that.
Probably get premier service. Premier service, they would probably bring you your chips and queso quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chuck watched every WrestleMania and from 1 to 12.
Yes.
And
one of the best ones at 13.
Take your shit.
No, I thought one was the best one.
No, 13.
Please don't get Ryan started on wrestling.
I love wrestling, and I grew up with wrestling.
Wrestling sucks.
No, wrestling serves its purpose.
What mic are you on, real quick?
Yes, let's be honest, Ryan. Dude, but like King Kong Bundy
I gave up. That was three.
Jimmy
Snuka. I gave up on wrestling when Degeneration X and
I didn't get that whole. Suck it shit. I didn't
fucking Y2J.
Yeah, I wasn't into that shit.
That was the year that I stopped watching wrestling.
I stopped too, but then I got back into it when
I was seven.
I had like a 7 year old in the house, and I was like,
I stopped at 7 years old though.
Well, we'll have to get back into it for him.
17.
Okay. Kiss my arm.
12.
And I did. I literally didn't watch it for like 5 years.
So. Yeah.
No.
Like the early Undertaker.
Exactly.
How about this beer?
Yes.
Which beer is this?
We're drinking the. No, we're not drinking the bourbon. We're doing Close Encounters.
No, we're not.
No,
we're fucking not drinking that.
Big Rick.
Why the fuck is this still sitting in front of me then?
Because it's an empty can.
I don't know what's in front of you. We're drinking this.
Yes.
That should be in front of me.
Yeah. Big Rick. Even though it looks like Rico, it's two C's.
It's Uncle Rico.
I know, and I really would have liked Rico better, in my opinion.
There's
got to
be an Uncle Rico beer out there, right?
There's not.
Throwing to the stars.
Right. If there's not, trademark Beer Fuds podcast.
Nubian.
We're doing
beer.
What are you going
I'm going to make the Uncle Rico beer.
Uncle Rico.
Throwing to the stars.
We got a rating coming.
Oh, my tailgate.
Today, hopefully. Soon?
Today, Junior.
Adam Taylor.
Let's have her go second.
Holy shit.
Let's have Chuck go first.
Four.
Alright, now it's up to you. You had 0.5 seconds to think.
The first time I had this beer, I gave it a 3.75. I have moved it up to a 4.
Okay.
I like, I think I might have had it a little too cold. To be honest with you, at first, which kind of hid the chocolate, because there's a lot of chocolate in there.
It's more chocolate than coffee.
I did not get this amount of chocolate the first time I had it.
A lot of chocolate.
So
that's good.
With it, I mean, it's been sitting out for a little while, and I get.
It needs to not be cold.
No, yeah. I feel like I muted what was good in this beer when I first had it. To be honest with you,
Beer Father.
So I'm moving up to a 4.
Four.
It's still a 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's solid.
Yeah, it's a good beer. For a $10 four pack, I mean,
what's the ABV on it?
10.5?
No.
Bullshit.
Not even a 4. I mean, that alone almost.
It's an Imperial.
It's 10.5.
I believe you.
Wow.
It's a big beer. Cans,
12 ounces.
$9.99
for
12 ounces. Yeah, it's totally worth it. I mean, you drink all 12 of them in the night, or you drink all 4
of them. What was the Andy Samberg movie that he did where he was trying to
Hot Rod?
Oh, it's a crime.
That's what this guy looks like. It's like Hot Rod.
A fat Andy Samberg.
Yeah, Hot Rod at 20 years.
No, you know what that is?
I'm gonna
do a callback to the very first episode. That is, who's the porn star?
Ron Jeremy.
It's Hot Rod.
Ron Jeremy.
It's Ron Jeremy. Yeah, but Ron Jeremy in the 70s did not look like that.
No, what he does now.
Yeah, I know he does.
That is hot. It's Big Rick. I bet you he's been on a porno called that.
Yeah. You could call it Big Ron. And we would be fine.
But 1975. He was
all right, this beer's now a 1.
Oh, Jesus.
Sausage fingers. Who's missing?
I'm kidding.
I'm missing.
We got beer Nubian, Chad.
I'm going last. Nubian.
And me.
Take your 3.75.
He gave it a 4, actually, didn't he?
All right.
But I originally gave it a 3.75.
You want to go 3.75.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm. This is the second time I've had the beer.
I'm sticking with my 4.
Mm-hmm. I'll go the 4. It's the second time you
That's
why
I should have been the first time.
I'll do the 4.
I'm a 4.25.
So that's a 4.
Ooh,
don't do the math. That's a 4.
That's a 4.
I'll save you the time.
Thank you.
De nada.
What are you doing?
I gotta do it this way.
Okay. No, you're not.
I got it. Let's go.
It's
God, there's a terrible beer left. A terrible beer.
It's a 5.
It's so bad. I don't think we should drink it.
Mm-mm.
Because
I'll take them home with me.
Screw you guys. See, I think I should try it though.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Let's hop one.
I don't know about taking it home.
Well, you are home.
You're right. We're pouring. You're right, Chad. I'll just take this.
Listen, Willie.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
From the cellar.
Yes.
Oh God, I feel so much better.
Can we all just agree with the exception of Nubian, this is a 5. Seriously, Chad, you had to piss on the far floor in front of all of us.
The beeb needed his.
God damn, that is the longest piss ever.
His water jug.
No. We used to portray the longest pee on the podcast.
And he doesn't even
shit
all the way up.
It's bad because now I have to go pee.
I also lie.
I cheat. It's like you took your microphone and put it right next to it.
I tried, Vanessa.
So what is this one?
You need to give Hefty pour.
Lord.
I did.
Nubian, welcome
this
to the world of
this will be the best beer you've ever had in your entire life.
I love it.
This is... Holy shit. Look at that.
Give them all out.
Here's another one.
This is the bestest ever.
This is the gold standard.
This is the gold standard. So, what are you doing?
Stop fucking up here. Just open it. Jesus.
I was trying to, motherfucker. I was trying to pretend like it wouldn't open so I could keep it.
I know I did it. Boom!
You're
so
right, honey.
Don't mess around.
We still love you.
Yeah.
So, that's for you and Chad.
Oh.
I hope that's not for us.
No, I remember. I need some too.
This is.
Yeah, the two of you.
No, this is me and you.
The two
gold.
Thank
standard.
God you got a small glass.
This is the.
The Bourbon County.
The Bourbon County.
What makes it the Bourbon County?
2014.
Goose Island.
Taste it.
Goose Island was the. They were the first, weren't they? They actually take. Bourbon. They took one of their big stouts and put it in bourbon barrels
90?
And aged it. It's a year, isn't it? It's a full year in the barrel.
Yeah.
So you have a heavy stout that is probably, a 12% stout to begin with.
And I'm still to the volition that I want Goose Island to release this stout by itself without bourbon barreling because they don't do it.
Yeah, because the big money is...
They haven't done it in 10 years.
Yeah.
It's 2015.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years since they've released this stout by itself.
And the big money is a stout made.
Big money sucks.
13.8.
Bullshit.
That's not terrible, but compared to this.
Yeah, well, it's but it's not barrel aged. That's just a cane sugar.
But it's
stout.
It's not the base. Big John's
no,
closer.
No, I know it's not.
Big
no,
John's closer to
Big John has chocolate.
It's not. Big John's closer on the big money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could say Night Stalker was too if you didn't add all the hops.
This is all you have to say about this beer.
That beer was infected.
Perfect. Yes.
Slow clap, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. It's a good beer. It's
quack.
So
quack. Sorry.
So there are still there's still differences year to year. I think 2013 is still the finest year I've had.
I still have some 13.
You guys didn't get that. That was a really deep. It's Goose Island. Quack.
12 is quack.
Oh, oh God.
Ignore guys.
13. That was a brilliant joke.
Ignore it.
No, that was a brilliant joke.
No.
It had two references.
It was a radical and topical.
No.
Fuck you guys.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
I'm naming this episode Quack Quack.
No. Quack Quack. No.
That was great.
No, I don't think I'll brew again, but... No, I'm pretty damn sure.
So are you all pretty much pulling this like wine, depending upon which year it was made, is like the bestest ever?
No, they're all pretty much like the at the
they're all fives.
They're all fives. Just matter there are slight variations.
Well, they're not all fives, but
they're all fives.
Mm. You're right. The most recent one's not a five, but everything after that is
yeah, because we haven't tasted it yet.
Exactly.
Which there's one? No taste of 2015 yet.
No,
which will be put in the 16.9 ounce bottle and destroy Bourbon County for the rest of our lives because you will not be able to buy a 4-pack of it anymore. You will be able to buy one to two bottles at most bottle shops, and it will destroy Bourbon County for everyone.
No,
how much is it?
You're
killing
me, dude.
Like
I'm telling you right now.
Right?
Yeah. Benny, okay, wait a minute. Benny's Lincoln Park.
I want eight.
Here, Chuck.
Damn.
Chuck.
I want coffee.
Benny's Lincoln Park. Okay, is the gold standard for allocation.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Because not only do you get all the variants, you get proprietors.
I get it.
So they've already released...
That is all the variants then, but yeah.
Right, but they've already released their allocation for Black Friday. Okay?
Yeah.
So Benny's Lincoln Park, if you're in line, at the beginning of line, you will be allowed to buy two bottles of regular...
Is that only because there's going to be five
of them? Let him finish.
You will be able to buy two bottles of regular.
Oh, Jesus, right. I got loud.
One bottle of coffee.
I wanted to be clear.
One bottle of barley wine.
Oh, 4-pack.
One bottle of Regal. One bottle of Proprietors. And one bottle of Rare. That is the Benny's Lincoln Park. Right? Now, in the years past, Chuck, you can attest to this, it was a 4-pack of regular. A 4-pack of coffee.
Yeah.
A 4-pack of 4-pack of
poor fact.
A 4-pack.
4-pack.
A 4-pack of barley wine.
Yeah.
A proprietors and whatever the specialty beer was that year, whether it was
a Brable,
Brabbers, yes, at the time,
Brabbers,
barley wine, or Brambleberry one year.
Yeah.
You know, vanilla last year.
Yeah.
Whatever the specialty was.
Right.
So you're talking about getting 3 4-packs.
Yeah,
plus
which is
specialty,
which is more than year. It's not the 3 4-packs. That's more than everything, but it's the coffee and the barley wine 4-packs.
Coffee and the barley wine is what bothers me.
Yeah, that puts you over the top because okay, so you could get. I would rather have a 4-pack of coffee, and a 4-pack of barley wine, and a 4-pack of regular than 2 4-packs of regular and one bottle of each.
Yes. I agree with that.
Yeah, so I get it. That puts that over the top.
I honestly guarantee in this area, in the Rock River Valley area.
Don't tell me I'm going to get 2 fucking bottles. I'll be
butthurt. You're going to get 2 16.9 ounce bottles of regular.
And one of a variant.
One of every variant available when you get in line.
Yeah.
So, coffee, barley wine, and Regal, because proprietors will be here. Plus, there will be very, very limited bottles of rare
trade
in this area.
I would give up anything just to have coffee.
Uh-uh.
A coffee is the best.
Barley wine is the best.
I have barley wine. I love barley. 2013 barley wine is probably my favorite.
I agree. Coffee is my favorite.
What
about
drinking?
Coffee fresh. There's
fantastic.
Nothing like it.
It's
coffee
so fantastic.
Is fucking amazing. So if you had this, no man.
Well, actually, processing. I'm
so you take that.
He's never had a bourbon county.
You take this. You add in amazing coffee flavoring, fresh
right off the bat.
There's only been a few beers in my life where I went, holy shit, when I drank it. It's like in terms of being like, this is a great beer. It's
13 barley wine.
I know, I have some still. I know.
that beer was...
I know. And that Tsukaba that same night, remember that shit?
Yeah, that beer.
So anyways, the coffee beer, that fresh, though, it is an experience. It's not just a beer. That Jones Dog we had, the Barrel Age, that was a fucking experience.
Yeah. Well, very few that
you take a sip and you go, wow. It's not just a beer. It is literally a game changer for you. There's only been a few for me. That was one of them. Here. Yeah. We had it here. And you remember, I went, holy shit. It went from, like, great beers to, what the... it was over the top. Coffee, Bourbon County is one of those beers.
Yeah. The added makes every bit of difference.
Yeah. I mean, this is amazing.
I'll start it off. It's 4.75. It's not quite a 5.
It's not as good as 2013.
Quick question. And this is just... I'm the beer newbie, and I'm the newbie
on this. I agree with you, though.
I have 3 world markets in my vicinity.
Oh.
And so when I roll up in there, I'm seeing labels of beers that I'm... Wait, what? Who is this? What is this? Whatever. Blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
So... Now that you all have introduced me into this world, I kind of started pulling out from particular labels that I'm familiar with through you all. Would this be on the shelves then?
No. So this is the type of beer.
Okay, it's 30 year old.
Number one.
You're never going to find this.
Okay. See, that's why I'm asking.
Unless you rub the back of the beer father. Or anyone else that's...
I've got a case of it still, but...
Yeah, still has beer in their cellar.
I may have as much as you of this one.
I'm curious if it's going to get longer back.
Maybe more, actually.
I have more. 4 packs left of this year's. 14.
How much?
A couple.
I haven't drank many.
He said
not 3, but more than 2.
Wait, what?
He said a case.
Not of this one. I have a total case of Bourbon County.
But he
has that much.
I have
not
at least
a 14 of the 12.
I have
13,
at least
14.
Right now.
I roll back that shit.
Right now, I have 24 bottles of Bourbon County.
Okay,
but I probably have 10 bottles of last year. And then I've got some 13 and some 12 and some 11.
I don't have 11. Oh, I have 12.
11.
Wow.
I've got 12
and
14.
And I also have 12, 13, and 14 of barley wine.
You're lying. There was no 2012 barley wine.
Okay, so I have 13 and 14.
So do I.
Okay. So, but I do not have any coffee left. My coffee
you
is
shouldn't.
All gone.
You shouldn't. You got to drink that shit fresh.
Right.
There you go.
So, I have at least a case of Bourbon County by Goose Island completely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So 13 barley wine, though, I'm trying to think, 14 coffee or 13 barley wine, which one would I pick? Both. They're that good. They're that good. They're the two favorite beers of all time.
Soon
13 barley wine and 14 coffee.
Fantastic.
Hold on now.
Perfect answer.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have a future episode of the Beer Friends podcast that's going to be all barley wine.
So you have Bigfoot.
Yes.
Yeah. A base Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Central
Water. Oh, my God. That actually is...
Well, Central Waters doesn't mess around when they barrel-age beers. I mean, they're...
And we have a lot of other barley wines that Pipeworks makes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's there's Spiteful. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of barley wines there that we'll be able to dive into, but the beer from the cellar will be a Bourbon County barley wine.
Yeah. 13 or 14?
13.
It's
got to
be
13. Both. Newbie.
We'll see. Yeah. So, honestly, on this beer...
14, I guess, is getting better,
this
though.
Beer only comes out... This beer comes out on Black Friday.
Yes. That's it.
Really?
Yeah, you got to get in line.
So, are you working on Black Friday?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, here's your...
You're an American.
Here's your homework.
Hashtag America does not work on
exactly.
Black Friday.
No. Here's your homework for Black Friday.
Okay, what's my homework for Black Friday?
Skip after Thanksgiving.
Skip Best Buy.
I don't ever go there.
Skip Walmart.
Don't go there.
So skip all the other garbage retail that's out there.
America. Right.
Find your local bottle shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stand in line and get some Bourbon County.
But here's the worst part about our allocations.
What's that?
my wife watches the kids.
Yeah.
Why I stand in line, and she suffers and doesn't get to stand in line with me. And her prize, generally, for the past...
splitting.
Yeah, for the past 3 years, her prize for watching the kids, or her ransom, is we open a bottle of regular coffee and barley wine, usually between me and Eric, the beer father, and it's...
You have my number.
And she's very happy. She takes a picture of all the beer that she gets to drink throughout the year, but we bust open one of each. So this year will be freaking different, which sucks.
Why?
Because we're not going to be able to bust open one of each if we all get one coffee and one...
Yeah, we will, because there will be like eight of us.
Seriously?
Getting one of each. There will be eight of each.
And I understand, but
I'm willing to trade. I need what I need to get. That's all I know.
But yeah, it'll just be different this
year. There will be nine of us
right now.
Okay.
You know it'll be different this year.
It will. It will, but honestly, as long as our honey hole stays a secret...
Okay.
You know which honey hole I know about. No, we don't even need to be...
No, I'm kidding.
It'll be the third stop.
There's a lot of beeping in the last
It'll be the third stop on the Beer with Friends...
previous week.
Yeah.
...trip.
Mm-hmm.
As long as that stays a secret...
Secret.
...we should be able to get... one of each of regular coffee.
Do you really think they're going to abide by rules?
I mean, should I expect
honey hole?
Should I expect six? I mean, should...
Are we going to maybe swing the...
Yeah.
Swing it to... Yeah. In our favor?
Are you basically saying they need to smack it upside somebody's face to put it
on? I wouldn't agree with these motherfuckers.
No, I'm just saying, it's not that way. I mean, you just get there early.
We're going to get in line at the biggest line will be the first place we go.
Yes, and we need to get there.
And the second place we go will be the second place, second biggest line.
But either way, they're both secrets.
No,
the first two places are not a secret.
Quiet. No, they're
fully known. Don't even say it, because...
But, so,
let's be honest. Let's just keep our strategy a secret.
Yeah.
We'll keep our strategy a secret.
We can present our gets.
We're going to stay
after Black Friday. And then
we're
going to
stay local.
How the fuck did they get that? You know what I mean? And then
we're definitely going to stay local. I'm not going to travel
to DeKalb.
To DeKalb. To Iowa.
You can get rare in DeKalb.
What about Iowa?
Or you can get proprietors in DeKalb.
That's I'm going
to
be.
That's the shitty part. If we go to if we were to travel to DeKalb,
you can get proprietors.
We could get proprietors.
Yeah. So you need one person to go.
Which
to
this
DeKalb.
Year is high on my
want list. Who wants to road trip with me then?
No, if you want to go.
Proprietors is high on my want list.
So Chad's going to Iowa. Who's going to DeKalb with me?
We're leaving at 4 in the morning. We're going to go to DeKalb. We'll get in line at 6.
So me and Chuck are going, and then we got Eric and Monchichi going to...
Okay, so we'll leave at 4:15.
Spread out, no?
So honestly, we'll leave at 4:30.
Honestly,
6.
You do whatever you want. If
you
I'm
tell
going,
me where I'm going, here's a fucking...
If you want me to do anything, Chuck's wife's got to be on this, because she watches my kids.
They'll be sleeping at that
this.
Point in time.
Yeah, exactly.
Your kids will be sleeping, too.
Well, here... Yeah.
And you know what?
What time is Victoria's Secret open? Because that could be an issue for me, because that's where my wife goes.
No.
It's okay.
Is there really that big of a Victoria's Secret on Black Friday?
For her, yes.
Maybe
not anymore, though.
Oh,
maybe
tell her to shop online.
They're all about the fucking bag. They got to get the goddamn bag that's in store. Maybe not anymore, because honestly, I could probably get grandma's to...
Are we rating this beer?
Okay, we've got yours. At least I have yours.
My wife
4.75.
Victoria's Secret.
You too.
I got to say. I'd rather have no clothes on than
exactly.
Bees Whisperer.
But Victoria's
Secret. We need some.
It's a 5.
Good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chad?
I'm going 5.
Yeah.
Oh. I can't do it.
No.
Is it my favorite Bourbon County year? Probably not, but it's still a 5.
It doesn't matter. They're always 5.
Yeah.
I also give it a 5, so we're just waiting on Beer Nubian, who went to go tinkle.
Well, I used to hammer...
It's a 5!
I used to have... I didn't
as long
hammer.
As she doesn't give it a 4 or less...
No, I'm curious what she's going to give it. This is great, because we've already rated, but she has no idea.
Yeah, as long as
besides
she doesn't...
Besides yours.
Honestly, if it's 4 or more, I think it will be a 5 average.
let me do the math.
He's bartering.
On the bare minimum here. We do...
Listen, Mr. 4.75 motherfucker.
So we got... We got a 4.75.
I like the variants better.
I always have.
Yeah, but there's only so many 5s in the world.
They're all 5s.
Yeah.
All three of them are
if
five.
If she gives it a they 4, really it'll be a 4.75. It has to be higher than a 4 in order to get it.
Okay, there you go.
So she has to give it a 4.25.
It's still...
Just for...
You know, I would have said barley wine, but 2013 barley wine beforehand, 14 coffee fresh. 14 coffee fresh probably was my favorite.
13 barley wine fresh was absolutely amazing.
No, there's not too many
Bourbon counties I can get better. Under.
If there was ever a Beer with Friends podcast where we're splitting hairs.
Yes.
Beautiful beers.
You know, we're going tenths now.
Is that 13 barley wine or Sukaba?
It's 13.
So, Nubian.
Nubian, it's to you. We need a
it's
rating.
Down to you.
No, we're not going to buy a set. What's your rating?
All right. Either I will be along the lines or I will skew the result. Is that
not
what you're
necessarily.
Saying?
Not necessarily.
We'll no, see. You could.
We just want your true result. We got everybody's.
Okay.
We're to you.
No pressure.
We need to figure out what you think of this beer.
Okay. Am I supposed to have this first in the beer or
what
the
beer?
Drink the beer.
Okay.
Yeah.
By itself. Have you not tasted it yet?
No.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because you have been discussing barrels
I
and
finished the goddamn beer.
I had to go. I had to pay.
Did you taste it on the way down?
It was. Yeah. But I can't give my rating.
Here's the problem. Here's what we're going to teach you. Here's the rookie rule.
No. That's not rookie.
You drag it way too fast.
Yeah. look how much I have this much.
He
crushed
this much.
He crushed it.
Yeah. Crushing it. Is that what I say in the episode now?
No, but that's not that you
here's the thing.
I crushed it a few weeks ago, and you don't do it.
Bad idea. Three bottles.
This is 15%.
No, you don't crush it.
I'm about to go get Corey's donation.
Just try it. Oh, damn. Maybe and try it. Just try it. That's why
I don't think I drank it as fast. I think I drank it as fast as I needed to drink it because it's goddamn.
It's 14.4.
You're the only one that doesn't have beer left.
You had twice as much as I did because it was good. Yeah. Why would I sit on a beer that's shitty?
I've got my 3.5 ounces. I've got 3 shots.
I still have a Miller Lite sitting here from earlier today.
That makes no sense at all, Ryan.
Drinks Miller Lite.
We need a rating. Shh. Let her try it. Let her enjoy it.
It does make sense. Because why would I drink a Miller Lite when I have a fucking bourbon goblet?
Nah, you should try this beer. Oh, you have any left.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, he definitely
this
tried
this
it.
Kind of beer right here.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Hold up, Danny. Hold up. Wait. Oh.
You should try it, Ryan.
Let's get a mic on that, actually. Yeah.
Oh, that's smooth.
It tastes really good with a dark chocolate.
That's
Hershey kiss.
Yes. No,
that's why I gave it to her. I don't know if that will...
The dark chocolate. It's awesome.
Dark chocolate for the chocolate.
Chocolate in Bourbon County is fantastic.
I want the bucket.
The trick or treat bowl?
The trick or treat bowl.
The fresh candy that's not a year old now.
That's quite tasty, actually, apparently.
Yeah.
Ryan.
What?
What is it?
It does something, right?
Ooh.
Why do you think I slammed the fucking glass after I had two of those?
Hold on, I need a moment. Wait.
Everybody yells at me.
Wait.
You don't have to.
No, I have plenty.
Oh my god.
I gotta drive too.
It's okay.
I have a little bit at home.
So fucking great.
Hold on.
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm my candy's right here.
Alright, Nubian, we need
a rating.
Between 0 and 5.
I feel like I'm making out here.
Oh damn.
Ooh. Zero deli.
Oh, that's some good shit right there.
What did
right
I give the very first one we tried? Rush, what I liked.
You gave it...
No, it doesn't matter what you gave it. What do you give this one?
Yeah, I don't want to give you milk stout. You gave it milk stout a 4.
Okay.
I think you were being a little harsh on milk stout.
I disagree, but let's see what she says here.
I don't disagree. That's because you gave it a 4, too.
Mm.
5. And I else gave it a 4.
She wasn't being... She was reserved.
I didn't. Yeah. I didn't give it a 4.5. I gave it a 4.
Thank you.
Because she didn't know where she was
She
going.
Didn't know
Thank
it.
You.
But if she was
and
here every
I
episode,
say
she
I
would
have
didn't know where she was in store for.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, this was already good.
Well, that's weird.
Just with the few sips that I had.
You gave... Do you want me to give you a stats on what you gave everything tonight real quick?
Correct.
Okay.
Please.
You gave the Rover Truck a 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
After the Milk Stout, there's a 4.0. You gave a Bittersweet Imperial Coffee Stout a 4.25.
Like that one.
You gave a...
That's why the barley was
Back masking the 3.5. You gave a close encounter a 3.
Mm-hmm.
A Big Rick a 3.75, and we're waiting on your Bourbon County to see to get our average
minimum 4.75.
4.75.
This shit. No, I'm sorry.
So what's a 5 for you?
Everybody.
What's a fucking 5 then?
I need to be in this chair just going.
It's a 3.75.
Oh, 4.5.
You know what, everybody? We got our second 5 of the fucking night. You know what that means? Everybody hand in.
Alright,
wait, hold it. Yeah. That's 2 5s in one night out of 2 episodes. Yeah. That's fucking solid.
Oh my god.
And one of these goes on the wall.
Yeah.
Alright, picture time. I'm not playing.
Picture pages.
I am not playing.
That is a fucking badass beer, and it should be.
Hell,
it
belongs there.
It just goes to show you.
Wow.
When you see people on Black Friday, standing in line at a liquor store,
wondering what the hell are these assholes doing,
rather than Best Buy, Walmart, or Target, you understand why.
So the Hy-Vee I was at in Des Moines, Iowa, I was there at 5:00 in the morning, by myself for 2 hours, but I got a 4-pack of regular and a 4-pack of coffee, and it was worth every second I sent there.
Maybe I'm going to Iowa with you.
Because that shit's not going to
happen. I'll be there at the ass crack of dawn this year, too.
He's not getting a 4-pack of each next.
So he needs another dark chocolate.
I'll eat 2 of each or something like that.
Sissy needs another dark chocolate.
There's fire over there. Let's be careful here.
You're probably going to get 2 regular. My guess is in Iowa, you're going to get 2 regular and 1 each of the variants.
No.
I'm fine with that, though. I'll accept it.
And then you need to jump from every Hy-Vee to every.
I know, that's what I'm doing. Go get there. There's another Hy-Vee on the way back to my brother-in-law.
You know that doesn't equal 2 4-packs, 1 4-pack, 1 4-pack.
I know. That's what I got last year.
Yeah, that's what normal people
do. But they, I'm going to bring a growler this year. They had growler fills for $20 at Bourbon County.
Yeah. Do it.
You know what they made? Yeah, Sissy's going to have to wear a top that's going to let her get some more.
They were sitting there pouring
64 ounces.
I know how to do that.
Super low. We're talking belly button.
Oh, I can do that.
I don't care. I don't care what you show off. Chad's talking about 64 ounces of on tap Bourbon County.
I could have done it. I was sitting there. I made the order.
What?
And then I had to wait an hour to get it, and we had to leave.
This is a 12-ounce bottle.
They were pouring into glasses and then pouring into the growlers.
That would be dumb with some
That's
growlers.
That's terrible. They're wasting more Bourbon County. It was a crime.
Yeah.
Like, if we had a growler of this with 3 or 4 or 5 people on the podcast, the only beer we would drink the whole time we were here.
If I can get a growler, Phil, I'll do that and I'll bring that for that.
We would have an entire episode of a growler of Bourbon County.
Can I just
send
something out to everybody that's listening? Bourbon County is the worst beer we have ever had. Do not go get Bourbon County because it is a fucking garbage.
Matter of fact, if you have Bourbon County at home, send it to us and we will dispose of it for you.
Yes, it is garbage. And you don't need this beer. This is a beer you were wasting your time on.
Yes.
Because I need to get fat.
We will need to send this beer. We will gladly trade you Lennon Kugels
for Bourbon County. And that's equal.
Well,
yes. For sure.
Yes.
Bottle for bottle.
For sure. Oh, no. 2 Bourbon Counties, 1 Lennon Kugels.
No.
I would go to 2-1.
2 Bourbon Counties.
3. Yeah. 1 spot, I got 3 Bourbon Counties.
Let's be honest. Yeah. We're being silly here.
I'm
being selfish right now.
Extremely selfish and completely silly.
Yeah.
What an amazing beer.
Yes.
And in a couple weeks, it'll be released again in a new format, new size. And let's hope.
New cost.
Hope to God that it's every bit as good as. I mean, that's the problem with AB InBev owning this brewing company is because we don't know from year to year what they're going to change. We have no idea.
Right.
We just guess and hope
it can only change from now, though.
Yeah, I feel like they're
being every year. Yeah, every year it's just like a question of
anything
of
whether higher, or not we know.
Every year we question whether or not.
But it's always
corporate
good.
Giant decides to step in and excuse me, I'm not even going to say screw. Fuck with the beautiful product that has been in Chicago for so long.
But so far they haven't.
They have not messed it up yet.
It's not anger.
The anger is on the cusp. I am standing on the fence waiting for AB InBev to fuck with my favorite beer of all time.
Yeah.
You know, we are on the cusp of a
dude that,
of a beer father big rant.
Dude, Budweiser is the same as it has always been.
The beer father might put out some hits.
Please do not mess with my favorite. My favorite bourbon stout of all time.
Oh my god. And bourbon beer is fucking great.
Yeah.
If I could just drink this for the rest of my life, I'd be happy.
Seriously,
Central Waters, here we come.
You know what? Let me be honest.
It's almost
if Bourbon
good.
County, if you mess up almost my favorite good. Beer of all time, trust me, there are other beers that out there that will step in your place.
Yeah.
And I'm not worried about it. But you are the hash mark. Shaniqua snapped her finger. I'm sorry.
Oh the best, come on, and that's all you. We didn't call him. Then you better not mess with my beer.
It's not a benchmark beer for no reason. And there's no reason. I mean, it's
everybody has questioned the InBev buyout since the day it happened. And this is the one beer that they have not fucked with.
No, not at all. And there's good reason that. Coffee is always
in
the top.
It is still made in Chicago. Mm-hmm. It is still handled by the people that know what they're doing. We are not making this in thousand gallon batches. It is still made in small batches. It is still done the right way. It is controlled the right way.
The hard
in
way.
Chicago, where it belongs.
Oh, don't say that.
There's no hard way hard about way. It.
No.
It is the craft way.
That's right. Beechwood Age barrels. Bend over. Way. I'll give you the hard way. Bend over.
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't want the lube either. Stick
nope.
Straight
that's
in.
Right. It's the hard way, motherfucker.
It's only the hard way.
You said lube.
And this beer does. Yeah, I can't even speak.
Wow. Exactly. Before. Mess with my Bourbon County and see how quickly I turn coat.
Drunkest.
Ryan?
I agree.
Little hockey brother, check this out.
How dare you fuck with this beer?
Right.
You know,
how dare you?
This is one of the best fucking beers I've ever had. Yeah.
Okay.
I would have never looked into this prior to this podcast, right. though. Seriously.
Ryan, you wouldn't have known it was on the show. To the regular person,
if I would have walked past this, I was
on the show. That would be me.
But you wouldn't walk past
Chad,
it.
Chad, that would be me, though, because I would have walked past it.
You can't. It's impossible.
But here's the thing.
I would have, but
it's not on the shelf.
The problem is, in the last 3 years, it's not on the shelf anymore.
No.
Now, prior, 2012 and before, 2012 and before, it's on the shelf.
Yeah.
13 to 12, depending on your region.
In Iowa, I could have bought cases of.
Right. So what's the differential then?
13 to 12, depending on your region.
Okay.
You know, people know about it. Like 13 was the year that it broke in the
cases.
Midwest.
I could have bought cases of it.
Like it was gone.
I have a picture of.
It was gone in 24 hours. 2013, it was gone in 24 hours in the Midwest, in the Chicago area.
Right.
But, like, for Chad, who lived out of the area at the time in Iowa...
Is it one case, two cases?
There were cases and cases and cases of this beer. Awesome.
Right, but at the same time, in New York, it went faster than that.
Yeah, because they got less allocation.
But there were still... You walked into a liquor store, though, there were still cases and cases and cases.
Yeah, Iowa.
It just went because there was lines, because everyone knew what the fuck they were buying. Cedar Rapids had no fucking idea.
So here's the question mark. Here's the question mark. Do they completely level the playing field?
No.
No. Well,
does Chicago still get the biggest allocation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hope.
Where's Goose Island at?
And that's what we're all waiting for, folks.
St. Louis.
We have no idea. Everybody is at a question mark at this point. Nobody knows what's going to happen with Bourbon County at this point. The only for sures we know is...
For sures.
Everything's in a 16.9 ounce bottle at this point.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
How could they... Why would they fuck with this, though?
They don't do it in 12-ounce 4-pack anymore.
Because they can make more money.
But why would they fuck with the recipe?
So we went from a 4-pack that sold for about $28. Okay? $7 a 12-ounce. And now the new format, 16.9, is going to sell between $9.99 and $10.99.
Right. It's more money, but...
More money.
We didn't talk about recipe. I want to hear recipe.
And more people get
recipe
it.
Hasn't
it's
changed.
The same. It's
okay,
the same.
So what's the problem, then?
They're distributing to more people.
So you get smart business wise, would you smart. Not do the same thing?
Very, very smart. But then the problem is, do you spurn your loyal followers and the people that have done this for so long by saying, okay, the variants that we used to sell in 4-packs, oh, now we're going to sell them in 64 nano-ounce bottles, and we're going to distribute them not only just to the area that used to get them all the time, but it's going to go nationwide. So now instead of getting...
Limited.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, why not make more of it?
Great job.
It's hard. Why, though?
Great job, bro.
There's space. Because there's space and barrels.
Why would you not make more of something that
because space?
This is still in Chicago.
Space.
They can't buy the place next to them that doesn't.
They're
going to
make Bourbon County. They're going to make Bourbon County.
It's in the same amount of space.
All right. I know
it doesn't change. The space has not changed since 2010.
You can't buy the warehouse.
This is the next Bond movie.
I'm serious.
Squash, real quick.
Bond movie.
Hey, Squash, real quick. Bourbon County. Bourbon County is the standard.
They're still
and they're going to make sure that that gets to every corner of the 50 states.
So we're not
going
to worry
possible.
About the quality of it. We have to worry about how much
fine.
We can get of it.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
That's what I'm worried about. Because the way you were freaking out, I was thinking, they're going to fuck with the rest.
No.
I'm thinking it's going to get bad.
No.
And who wants to have bad bourbon?
I have no question.
Who wants that?
It'll be
honestly,
fantastic.
The people that are in control of this beer know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's the problem.
People need to get a bigger warehouse. And
here's the problem.
It's the barrels. Barrels
for
barrel. You can only get so many barrels.
We started this.
Oh,
we started the venture.
I'll build goddamn barrels.
No, seriously, right?
The Bourbon County venture started in 2006.
Right.
Right, Chuck?
Right.
2006 is when Bourbon County started.
I've had it.
Okay.
2006?
Oh, yeah. We started on this adventure in 2006.
1990, but.
Oh.
Okay. On a regular basis.
And I had it.
About 4 years ago, the game changed. Okay, we're on 2015. In 2011, everything changed.
Yeah.
We started distributing more. This year, more than ever, it has changed. Because we went from a 12-ounce 4-pack format to a 16.9 format.
There's a point in time where this
bottle
is
bottle format has changed everything.
Yeah.
The
this
size of the bottle has changed everything. Because places that would normally sell you a 4-pack a person for regular may sell you 1 to 2 bottles, period.
Why, though?
Done.
Who tells them to do that?
They do it on their own volition, but it's also because of the amount of beer that they get.
We have to.
The amount of beer that they get. Because it's not just a regional thing. Where it's just in the Midwest, it is in every 50 states, period. I honestly think that Bourbon County will be in Alaska this year. As said, yes.
Well,
I would love to hear.
I would
hear,
not say road trip, but I think I'm saying
I would
trip.
Love to hear. Email us.
I love to hear Alaska.
I bet you Alaska
no fucking
clue what they're getting
yes.
on.
Yeah, I would love to hear somebody from Alaska email us and tell
damn
us
Skippy.
That they're I'm getting Bourbon that. County, Alaska. Because it is an AB InBev beer.
If me and Nubian went to Alaska,
wait,
and
yes.
got some of this shit.
Wait.
Yes.
Wait, people live in Alaska?
Stop.
No, just against their will.
What about Goldberg?
Oh, my goodness.
We're talking about the movie.
Wait, is it still night
like
there?
City Disney movie?
Is it night now?
It's not
how about tomorrow?
It's
is it night all day?
It's night, so you're good. You're good.
So, me and Nubian are going to go to Alaska for...
Good luck.
Thanksgiving.
Hells yeah.
I don't think we'll have any problem up there.
No.
Other than them getting murdered, maybe.
Yeah, Alaska.
No.
Right, the Eskimos are going to
do
Inuits.
I think you guys are overestimating Alaska.
Let me point
Alaska
this out.
Alaska is filled with nothing but criminals and people
snowballs.
That are trying to hide from the rest of the world.
Let me point
they
this out,
no
too.
They have no clue about
no,
the
no,
acreage.
No.
It's not huge. It's like the side of a rock.
Southwest does not fly to Alaska. So there's no free... Baggage.
Round
trip Alaska back
to Alaska. Anchorage. 4,500 people there.
No way.
I'm getting my sign-on bonus tomorrow. We can make this happen.
Seriously, because... Hold on. And I know for a fact, because someone that I work with actually was born and raised in Alaska. And no, it's not murderers and people hiding from the
law.
Yes,
it is.
No,
if you two want,
it's not.
That's Australia.
Everybody watches too much reality fucking TV.
Anybody that's murdered somebody here is trying to run away from it goes to Alaska because nobody checks out there. You don't know why? Because it's fucking mountains and snow. That's
honestly, if you two want every bit of Bourbon County that you can get,
I want to go to Alaska.
I want you guys to be the recorder that is in Lincoln Park in Chicago that gets the full
That's all her.
That's the both of you.
You guys going at
10 or 11 o'clock at night in Lincoln Park to get proprietors and the whole bit. Because the Beer with Friends podcast is staying local. We are not driving
or
3 hours out of our way.
Okay, Lincoln Park is not three hours from me. So let's stop recording and discuss our strategy.
Okay, serious deal.
You know, let's just stop. Wrap it up. We're jumping on beer.
Stouts are amazing.
Yes.
Okay. And as we're recording this podcast, it's International Stout Day.
Love it.
And we are enjoying every bit of the best stout that's out there. So Bourbon County Stout 2014, Beer from the Cellar, has been a phenomenal beer.
Mm-hmm.
And our hope is that we can acquire next year's allotment in a big enough quantity that we can share it with you, the listeners.
3 or 4 times.
At least.
Yeah. 344,000.
Yeah.
So, as you're listening to this, Stout Day has come and gone, but from the Beer with Friends podcast, drink a stout, enjoy something dark and beautiful.
Stop talking about the newbie.
Yes.
Enjoy
something. Metro, fucker.
Exactly. Enjoy something dark and beautiful, whether it's bourbon barrel aged or just something oatmeal stouty.
Or the newbie.
Or, yeah.
Exactly.
There you go.
Drink well, drink craft, drink a stout.
Drink black.
And I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. I'm blickety black, blacker than black, black, I'm blacker than black, yo, because I'm black and I'm black. Yo, I'm black and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blickety black, black, black.
Been listening to the D2R Podcast Network, brought to you by Dream to Reality Entertainment. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the D2R Podcast Network on iTunes, give us a rating, and leave us a comment. We'd really appreciate it. Your word of mouth is our only advertising, so please do us a solid. Share us with everyone you know. Thanks for listening.